Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am someone who firmly believes in giving credit where credit is due. It is 1:44. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. I had to call this New York Times columnist and ask her to please, please, please be on the show so I could say thank you. So Kotika Roy is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, and we don't know each other. We have never met. We have never talked. I climbed into your LinkedIn DMs and said, please, please, please come on the Shaletta Show, because I needed to say thank you for this New York Times column that you wrote about Black women and unemployment.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, you got to tell me, how did you find out about this story?
Well, and I should clarify, I was cited in the New York Times. I actually didn't write that article. I wrote the MSNBC article that led to the New York Times article. But I I'm an award-winning gender economist. I track data through an intersectional gender lens, so gender plus race and ethnicity. And one of the things that I saw earlier this year, so in the April jobs report, which covered March, was that there was this substantive dip in employment among Black women. And that's a real concern, because we know that Black women typically are impacted first, but when the economy goes down. But really, the concern was that it was really substantive, really larger than I had seen since the pandemic.
And you said, wow, and you started writing and you started doing interviews. What was the reaction when you first you stumbled upon this data, this information, and then mm-hmm. you started doing interviews and talking about it? What was the reaction?
Shock. I think I published my so the MSNBC and then New York Times. So MSNBC, I published it on a Thursday, and then the following Tuesday, I realized I'd hit a chord. So Secretary Hillary Clinton had shared it, Senator Raphael Warnock had shared it, and then it was, a lot of people I know, and it was just everywhere. And then news media started to ask me to be on television, which I think, I sort of forgot how many appearances I've done now, but really this understanding that the economy was fairly strong, right, in the beginning of the year. And to see these kind of shock waves without anything underlying it, like, for instance, the pandemic, was of real concern, and that we should understand that this doesn't just impact Black women, it impacts everyone. So the 300,000 Black women that were pushed out of the labor force cost the U.S. economy $37 billion in lost GDP.
Oh, my God. And that is having a ripple effect on not just families, but like you said, the economy, the community's economy, the churches, yeah. the people who count on these Black women. And Kotika, it is You know, people think, oh, well, that doesn't impact me. I'm not a Black woman. But you pointed out in your piece, that is not the case. Black women's financial well-being impacts everybody. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so you can't isolate it to say, oh, it just impacts Black women. And that's not the way the economy works. It impacts everyone. So for instance, we talked specifically about Black women. They're the most educated cohort. They're the breadwinners of 52% of Black households with children under the age of 18. And when they lose jobs and exit the labor force at such a large number, that impacts everything from mortgages, restaurants, your car loans. I mean, there is a ripple effect across the economy. And so we want a strong economy with lots of jobs that are good paying, we need to ensure that Black women not only are participating in the labor force, but have good paying jobs.
Yes. I saw that, and girl, I must have ran it and cussed on this radio station last week for a good 18, 20 minutes. Because, you know, when on the outside looking in, it's like there's no reason for this. Like, there's no reason that these degreed, educated, college educated, law abiding, tax paying, hardworking Black women should not be working. They should not be at home searching for opportunities. They should be doing the jobs that they were paid to do before February happened. Yeah. Talk to me about that.
And I would say, yeah. So, and there's a couple of pieces about that. So one of the things that we know that likely happened is that when Black women, and it's still happening, but when they were pushed out of the labor force, they, you know, typically when that happens, one of three things happens. People stop working. That's highly unlikely for Black women. They go into entrepreneurship, which is the most likely. And then the third is they work in the informal labor force, so under the table. And really the entrepreneurship piece is we need to make sure that when Black women are turning to entrepreneurship, they're you know, right now they're doing it out of survival, not out of luxury. And that shift really reveals their resilience, but it also reveals the rigidity of traditional employment systems, right? You talked about Black women being the most educated, or I mentioned it too, but you talked about it. And one of the things that we know is that if you look at the credentials and the education of Black women, they tend to be underemployed. And that's not their own fault. That's because we undervalue Black women, right? So that's one piece. But the other piece about it, and particularly in then being breadwinner moms, is you're talking about the impact not just on today's labor force, but actually the future labor force. And one of the things that we know from research is that the number one indicator of children's future economic standing is the economic standing of their parents. So this impact to Black women also impacts the United States' future labor force.
Okay, that's heavy. That is heavy, because we're not just talking about this Black woman, this one Black woman, or these 10 Black women,
right,
or these 300,000 Black women losing their job, but this is having an impact on their children's future.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, not just their children's future, our future, right? In order for a country such as the United States to have a growing and productive economy, we need a educated labor force, right? We need people to participate in the labor force. We need them to be productive members of society. If we are cutting out Black women at scale, then we're actually cutting out the future labor force, which is in hindering our prosperity today, but also in the future.
And I was moved by everything that you said, by what you wrote, by the quotes that are in the articles, like that New York Times piece. And I was like, okay, so what can I do? And the Lord laid it on my heart to have a job fair for Black women. And so this Friday, from 9 to 12, I'm going to be hosting a job fair at the Coliseum in Minneapolis. I've got a couple hundred women already signed up. 12 local companies are going to be there. We're gonna have a food truck, girl, because I'm real extra. See, you don't know me yet. We just getting to know each other. I'm real extra. So we're having a food truck. I got a bartender coming. They're gonna be serving mimosas. And one of the things that we decided to do was hold a raffle so that two of the people who come, two of the women, we're gonna pay their mortgages for November or
Oh,
their
that's
rent.
amazing. That's
Because even if they
amazing.
find work, they may
That's
be
amazing.
behind. They may be
Yeah,
behind even if they find work.
and this is just starting to come out. So I did some research. There was a research by another economist that talked about 22 states are already in a recession based on state level data. And I've taken that research and I'm starting to do additional research on it. But that mortgage or rent is so huge. I've heard from Black women who are worried about being evicted, right, or losing their homes. And we're starting to see that at scale. So, for instance, if you look at the DC, Virginia, Maryland area, which has been not the only area, but an area that's been hugely impacted by the federal workforce layoffs, and that was before the government shut down, you're starting to see foreclosure rates go up. You're starting to see credit card delinquency rates go up. And this is a huge, I mean, just the basics of people being able to survive is being undermined.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's so sad to see and hear, because this is not like somebody went to the job and didn't do their job, or they were stealing, or
No.
They aren't qualified. These are women who've been doing the job for 30 years. Some of the women who are applying to who are registering for the job fair on Friday, Kataka, they're telling me, I have been on this job for 35 years. I don't even know how to write a resume. So we've got, a staffing company who's going to be there to help people just start writing a resume. It's so sad to see that one of the terms that you heard about it, and I'm hearing it too, is disposable. As hard as these Black women have worked, as much as they have given in sacrifices, they say they now feel disposable.
Yeah, well, that's also how they're being treated. That is how that is absolutely how they're being treated, and we cannot afford that. And I will say the other thing that's happening at the same time, this is just another layer of this, but inflation is going up. So people are losing their jobs at a time when things are more expensive, and particularly items that are marketed, products that are marketed toward women have a 138% higher inflation rate than for men. So it's basically crushing on all levels.
I need to know, and I know you say you're an award-winning journalist, and I've seen your website, and so you got the bona fides to prove it. You've got all these awards, and you've been cited in all these major publications. Girl, you know, I'm picking it up. I'm reading it all the way in Minneapolis, and it's having an impact on me in the New York Times. And girl, I believe everything that they say about you, and I believe everything on your website. But here's what I need to know. How did you get these Black women to open up to you? Because here's the one thing I know about Black women. We are very private. We will suffer in silence. And these Black women opened up for you so that you could tell our story. And I appreciate so much you sharing our story, because we're honest on this show. Okay. Until a white person says it's happening to us, nobody believes it.
So I will say the New York Times article wasn't written by me, just to be clear with your viewers. So the New York Times article, I partnered with Erica Green, who is a White House reporter for the New York Times. And I did all of the economic analysis, and she did those interviews. I just want to clarify, because I don't want to take credit for her work, and she is amazing. So she was the one who actually got all of those interviews. And I was the one that did all the quantification. So for instance, from February to July, Black women lost 319,000 jobs. And at the same time, white men gained 365,000 jobs. So my role was to quantify, you know, to really illuminate what was happening, right, through data.
Okay. All right, girl. Cause I was like, girl, how she get them Black women to talk? Because we will suffer in silence and not say anything.
Silence.
And even getting women to the job fair, you know, Black women are so proud, and, you know, we, you know, are the backbone. We are the breadwinners. We are the pillars in our community. You know, we won't ask for help, even if we need it. You know, we will just do without for our kids and for the people that we love and care about. And, you know, and so just, you know, getting that information out there, sharing that story, doing these interviews, speaking up and speaking out, and not even as an advocate, but as an informer. You know, if I had said it, it wouldn't have no weight on it. It got to be a white woman or a white man to say it. In order for people to believe it, girl, hello. In order for people to believe it and start moving. Do you see how much the story moved when you said something? Like, there's had to be Black women all over the country shouting about this. But not until you start saying something did anybody move. Did Hillary Clinton and all these other people start sharing your story and your quotes and your interviews? Like, nothing happened until you open your mouth.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, yes, I don't, I will say, you know, I think, one is, you know, I think that there was, people were experiencing this obviously before I wrote the byline, and the subsequent, articles and, interviews. And so I think this put the numbers, to it in a way, in a very real way. So.
Well, it was real to me. I thank you. I thank you for speaking up, and I thank you for inspiring me to host the job fair. Kotika Roy joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She my new best friend. I got her phone number. I'm going to text her as soon as the show's over, ask her what she wearing and what she eating for dinner, because that's how I roll. Okay, we're rolling on out of here for our third hour of the Shaletta Show. We've got more coming up, so stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.